You're listening to an analysis story on the audio version of The Tie. Thanks for listening. The Tie is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetie.ca and become a Tie builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
Rustad's Moral Failure. By M.O. Amir, October 30, 2024.
Editor's note, this is last in a series by M.O. Amir, called Logic Check, whose focus is explained in a sidebar to this article. As the Conservative Party of BC weathered an onslaught of campaign controversies involving hateful comments made by candidates in the past and during the provincial election, leader John Rustad did nothing. Rustad either abdicated his responsibilities as leader, or didn't understand the assignment. Whether it was Brent Chapman, Dallas Brody, or Marina Sapoznikov, Rustad repeatedly refused to remove such candidates from his party, even if he condemned their statements. Instead, he insisted that it would be up to voters. "We have candidates who have said a number of things and represent their ridings, and it will be up to the people in the ridings to elect them." Facepalm. This is humiliatingly nonsensical. Most obviously, as party leader, only Rustad held the authority to boot any candidate from his party, just as he would to remove a sitting MLA from his party's caucus. Voters decide on their riding's MLA, not the candidates a party chooses to run. Party leaders, in contrast, ultimately decide upon the candidates who represent their party, whether those candidates are appointed, acclaimed, or elected by members in nomination contests. While it was too late for Rustad to remove Chapman, Brody, or Sapoznikov from the ballot, he was well within his right to expel those candidates from his party. If elected, those candidates would have then sat as independent MLAs in the BC legislature, not as part of the Conservative caucus. In the 2021 federal election, a similar scenario occurred when Kevin Vaughan was disavowed as the Liberal candidate in Spadina Fort York. Vaughan refused to resign, was subsequently elected, and continues to sit in the House of Commons as an independent MP. Winning was more important than moral fiber. In any election, a party's candidates serve to represent it. As much as Rustad positions himself as an opponent of cancel culture, he was never above removing problematic candidates who he felt did not properly represent the Conservatives under his leadership. In fact, he removed several candidates prior to the election's nomination deadline. However, during the official campaign period, Rustad refused to apply the same treatment to controversial candidates in safe Conservative ridings, Chapman in Surrey South, Brody in Vancouver Quilchena, or competitive ones, Sapoznikov in Juan de Fuca-Malahat. As politically disadvantageous as removing those candidates would have been, retaining them sent a clear message to voters across the province. While racism was frowned upon, it was not a big deal, certainly not a big enough deal to smother the goal of winning. Even if Rustad condemned the racist comments made by his candidates, he tacitly condoned them in practice, given the severity of the comments in question. After all, Chapman, Brody, and Sapoznikov were not under fire for silly comments or distasteful jokes that offended a pearl-clutching mob of woke killjoys. Rather, those candidates were the receipts for the BC Conservatives being a political party with an unprecedentedly low threshold of moral fiber. Rustad was not rejecting a purity spiral, he was embracing a transgressive circle. Those candidates, even as they dodged debates or hid in janitors' closets, were living proof that Rustad had lost the plot, and his backbone, in his pursuit of becoming premier. Any party, team, or organization relies on discipline to effectively function. That discipline requires a leader to determine and enforce what lines cannot be crossed, from insubordination to moral failure. In August, Rustad declared his lines in the sand, hate and racism. When those lines were crossed, Rustad failed to act. That's a lapse in leadership, not an empowerment of voters. The post-election hangover. The Conservatives may point to their strong election performance to repudiate the charge that their controversial candidates hurt their party's overall brand and reputation. After all, two of those candidates will now be sworn in as MLAs, Dallas Brody for Vancouver Quilchina, and Brent Chapman for Surrey South. Marina Sapoznikov's racist comments towards Indigenous people were made after votes had already been cast. The acceptance or rejection of her racism was never up to voters in Wanda Fuca-Malahat. But this neglects how many voters the party had repelled in key ridings, perhaps in Vancouver, Burnaby, or even Surrey. While the party champions immigrant communities as key to its electoral success, it may have expanded that success into winning government if it were not for candidates like Chapman tarnishing the Conservative banner across the province. Moreover, the party must reckon with internal tensions that have clearly arisen from such controversies. When Conservative MLA-elect Peter Milobar publicly expresses his personal outrage over anti-Indigenous racism within his party, instead of just relying on his leader's response, imagine his private outrage within his new caucus. Rustad must now manage a diversity of MLAs from different backgrounds, to whom he has promised free votes and free speech immune from cancel culture. Certainly, the post-election hangover of his candidates' controversies does not help. It's obvious that the lack of standards for Conservative candidates is untenable. But if Rustad's lines in the sand are enforced now, it would raise questions about why some of his current MLAs can continue to be a part of his caucus. Rustad has already excused racism from candidates within the course of an election. Will he excuse MLAs for similar transgressions within the course of their elected term? Even if Rustad does not remain as the Conservative leader for the next election, any future leadership candidate will have to answer whether Chapman and Brody, now sitting MLAs, are morally fit as representatives for the Conservative Party. This fallout is not in the hands of the voters. It rests in the hands of Rustad, and it always has, much like the candidates who represented his party. Read more, BC Election 2024, BC Politics.
Thanks for stopping by the Tai'i today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai'i.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our Tai'i builders who made this story possible.